What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. And for those of you watching on TV, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who is, you know, finally back at the show after what has been a really lousy year for the both of us medically.
Amen to that, dear.
Yeah, okay. I think I need to take you down a little.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there we are. Okay, so try now.
Okay. Am I there?
Yeah, I think we need a new mixer. As
okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. There we are. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Before we get into your stuff, we do have a couple of callers on the line right now.
Right.
And let's see. We're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I was just absolutely, I normally don't call the show hardly anymore, but I was absolutely appalled by your excusing Alec Baldwin. On this murder that he committed, because rule number one, which you're the one who's always saying, that everybody should be trained, everybody before you even touch a gun, which usually that was left to the family, but that you would excuse him when rule number one of every gun is assumed loaded, and that's a test question on a firearms exam. Every gun.
I understand that. I'm not excusing him. I think he acted stupidly, and somebody died because of it. But I'm in agreement with his point that part of the blame is shared by whoever put that live. I don't know what that sound is. Okay.
Well, see, no, I'm not. I don't accept that it's an excuse, because every firearm is assumed loaded, and so he had an obligation as a citizen. And if he doesn't know those laws, like none of these liberals do, they just make them. They don't know anything about them. They just create laws, you know. And, he had the obligation to make sure that gun was safe.
I'm in agreement with you on that one. I agree. I absolutely agree on that. But again, there shouldn't have been any ammo, live ammo, anywhere on that set. I mean, I've worked in film production for a long time.
That's irrelevant.
And that is rule number one.
If he checks the firearm, rule number one, and that's a test question once again, rule number one is every firearm is assumed loaded. And that's all I have to say, Michael. I wish you weren't taking the liberal side on this when you preach.
I'm not taking the liberal side on this. You know, I'm saying that the blame for this,
Miles,
the blame for this is spread over multiple individuals. You know, the prop master, Alec Baldwin himself, the AD who said it was a cold gun, and whoever brought the, live ammo onto the set. Okay, well, Miles, thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, I agree with Miles that there's no excuse for what happened. But anyway, I want to move on.
Okay.
I was interested in your comments about student debt. And one thing I've observed is that, of course, many students major in fields that have absolutely no income earning potential long term. So they make these boneheaded decisions to take out these loans, and they end up oftentimes $100,000 or more in debt with no way to dig themselves out. So they have
yes.
no one but themselves to blame for that. But I want to propose...
Well, now, hang on. I have to take exception to that because, you know, if you enter into a financial transaction, like let's say you're buying a car and the car dealership makes claims about the car that are not real, like it's going to go 200 miles an hour, 0 to 60 in 1.5 seconds flat, and then you take out the loan, you buy the car, and it turns out the car will only do maybe 55 and takes 12 seconds to get to 30 miles an hour. You know, you are the victim of a fraud and a swindle. And modern education has become like that because these kids are being lured in to sign these loan agreements with the promise that the college degree is going to allow them to earn so many dollars a year, and that's simply not happening. So they're the victim of a fraud, misrepresentation.
Mike, I'm not disagreeing with you about that, but someone who heads off the college incidentally a major in art history or gender studies or whatever else, really has no business trying to take out a loan like that. And on the other side of that, the institution making the loan should have the integrity to tell them, you know, your earning potential isn't going to allow you to pay that back. Now,
well,
really
unfortunately, there's a disconnect between those who sell the loans and those who are, you know, basically accepting the payments. They've de-linked the two. And so in our current economy, those who are trying to get people to take out loans, once they take out the loan is transferred to another institution. They don't have to worry about whether it's ever going to get paid back or not.
I know, but I want to move on to my real point of my call.
Okay.
That is, I think one thing that we need to consider doing is restructuring college education. An undergraduate degree, for example, now takes an average of, say, 4 years. But as I look back at how most college degrees are structured now, I think you can actually cut many college degree programs down to 3 years.
I would absolutely agree with that because, you know, all of these non-major courses you're required to take, you know, that you're going to study all this stuff and you're never going to use it in your life. And I remember when I was in college, I was very annoyed at all of the courses I was required to take that were completely outside my major interest. And it did take up a lot of time and it took up a lot of money.
Let me give you a case in point here, President. Where I got my undergrad in geology, you used to have, it took 142 hours at that point to get your undergrad in geology. And then the regional accrediting agencies decided that, well, we have to cut that down to 124 hours. And so you have to cut out hours from your program in order to fit into 124 hours. And by the way, you have to make sure that you keep these courses in humanities and social studies and whatever else. What they forced the program to do, and other science programs and geology programs across the Southeast to do, was to cut out science programs, science courses. And now it's gotten to a point where to graduate with the skills we had with bachelor's degrees, you practically have to have a master's degree now to get to that point.
Yeah.
And that's because what they were doing was they were out there to save the jobs of English professors, history professors, philosophy professors, whatever else, people who are teaching absolutely subjects that are absolutely not at all relevant to your primary field of study. It makes absolutely no sense to me. And so, you know, I think if we throw a lot of those courses out and say, let's go ahead and make them optional, if you want to get a degree that says, you know, whatever else, take those courses, but if you want your BSG, your Bachelor of Science in Geology, this is what you take, and you can do it in 3 to 3.5 years. A real degree like that is a ball buster. It's a ball buster of a program. You'll work hard, but you can get it done in 3 years or less, but it's going to take intense effort to get it done, but it's going to cost you a lot less. I'll take as much as a year off of what you're paying for your degree program. Anyway, this stuff is done for no reason other than to make sure that these worthless humanity profs and social science profs have got jobs, people to indoctrinate.
Well, you know, higher education, like the medical establishment, has been transformed from something that tried to provide a service to the general population into just another for-profit operation. And, you know, I'm definitely in agreement. I've been there and done that. Anyway, Kelly, we're going to let you go. I'm going to take a couple more phone calls, and then we're going to give Lady Claire the microphone, as she so richly deserves here. So let's go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike, and sure is nice to hear Claire again.
Thank you.
Things are back to normal now.
they're almost there. I mean, you know, it was touch and go there for a while.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's a good development. Yeah, you know, I kind of like don't want to bash you, and don't take it that way, because we all consume, you know, what's put out in front of us. And I don't want to seem like I'm bashing Ron DeSantis or any of his people, but I just want to put this, you know, out in the conversation and then do with it what you will. Voter fraud is a major issue.
Yes.
But taking, you know, 20 individuals, you know, a felon or a legal alien, that's to me, that's the same as the police chief saying you're going to crack down on drugs and arresting the user or the corner dealer. While the FBI and the cartels and stuff, oh, we're not going to look at that. But it makes good press.
Well, I think that's important right now because, you know, DeSantis is, reminding the American people that there is election fraud. And that is very important right now because obviously what's coming from corporate media and the political parties is the elections are secure and safe. There's nothing to worry about. In fact, if you've seen the documentary 2000 Mules, it opens with a montage of all of these prostitutes and correspondents saying this was the most secure election in history and just hammering that point, trying to sell that point. And so anytime you have anybody in any state, not just Florida, who's coming on out saying we're arresting people for voting multiple times or, voting when they didn't have the legal right to do so or they're illegal immigrants, this stuff is being spread around social media. And, you know, right now there was a recent poll showing that the majority of Americans think the 2020 election was rigged. So this is good. This is all good stuff.
Well, yeah, it's positive, but it's not earth-shattering. I mean, I'll keep an eye on it and see where he goes with it.
No, I'd love for this to go to unwind all the way to the people at the very top of this election fraud situation, but, you know, that may take some rather, how should I put this delicately, earth-shaking events to accomplish.
Yeah, you know, just like the, we're going to stop this LGBTQ indoctrination in schools. Up into the third grade, you know, whoopee-doo, you know.
I don't think, you know, LGBTQ and transgenderism belong in our public schools. You know, I mean, you have some teacher coming on in and saying to the kids, you know, how would you like to hear about my personal sexual identity? And the kids are saying, I thought we were here to learn about trigonometry. But if you insist on having classes on those topics, I think high school level. Because at that point, the kids are starting to discover their own sexuality, and they're going to be better equipped to understand what is being said to them. When you're out there proselytizing kids, you know, in third and fourth grade about LGBTQ, that's not education, that's indoctrination. It's being sold to them.
It's grooming. It's classroom grooming.
Yeah, it's classroom grooming, and that's not what I want my taxes to pay for.
All right, before I go here, I was looking up there, this anonymous donor that's, you know, I was thinking, well, maybe it's Mike Lindell doing this, you know, giving Alex Jones millions while he's being sued, you know, to keep this operation going.
Okay, well, I'm glad it happened. You know, I don't know how much money Mike Lindell has because of all the stores that have stopped carrying his products. And somebody kicked into Alex Jones, and I'm glad that happened because, you know, this is a First Amendment issue.
Well, that's true, but he backed off and, you know, he pretty much trashed Trump, and now he's on the Ron DeSantis train, and he has a huge platform now. A website I visited
Maybe
last
Ron
week
DeSantis is the anonymous donor.
A website I visited last week is now 404 on their front page. And they're very critical of Alex Jones. Summamoney.com. Okay, anonymous donors keeping Alex Jones afloat with millions in Bitcoin donations for the embattled conspiracy peddler. And it's 404.
Well,
so
I mean,
the
spin on that is very obvious. It's, obviously not a friend of Alex Jones. Anyway, listen, Bruce, thank you very much for the call here. We're going to take one more phone call, and then we're going to go to the Lady Claire, because it's been a long time since she's been here. So, Peter in Los Angeles, what's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I agree with Kelly on the education thing about how all the degrees have been dumbed down. The science has been gutted, and all the, it's a jobs program for indoctrinating philosophy. That's absolutely true. I'm shocked that when he forgave the student debt, that it wasn't, he only forgave the minority debts and put all the other debts on the white kids. I'm sort of shocked that he didn't do that. Maybe
well, yeah, I think that would have provoked a tremendous backlash.
it's still, you'd think that maybe not, though. Look at all the other stuff that's happening. It doesn't seem to provoke a backlash. It's interesting without Alec Baldwin, Mike, is that there's certainly the armorer has culpability here, and there are other people with culpability. But
if I'm not mistaken, the armorer had been let go from the production, which was the same mistake they made on The Crow. That the safety of the firearms would have fallen to the prop master.
Well, whoever it was, Alec Baldwin was the producer.
Yes,
he was responsible for everything that was going on the set, all the safety standards, all the hiring and firing, and the people that are put in the positions to carry out the safety program. And the safety on the set was his responsibility. And
well, let me tell you something about producers. Not every producer has a lot of authority on a set. I mean, I was the visual effects producer for Lost, but outside of visual effects, I didn't have any authority. And if you've ever seen a movie that seems to have a huge number of producers, it's because it's something everybody wants to add to their resume. And Alec Baldwin may have told this production, I'm going to come on and star in your film, but I also want to be a producer. So they give him a producer credit. And, he may not have really been all that involved in the actual process. Producer's kind of a very fuzzy title.
Yeah, this was not exactly a big project.
No, it wasn't. It was a very low-budget film. You know, yeah, Alex trying
for
a comeback.
That might very well be true. But it also very well might be true that he was the producer.
On paper he is the producer, and that does imply a certain liability and responsibility. Again, you know, Alec Baldwin should have checked that gun himself first and foremost. But we also have to say that whoever it was who brought live ammo onto that set, that should never happen. There should never be a live round on a movie set involving guns. You have blanks, or you have dummy bullets that won't fire at all, or you have like the ungun system, which is all electronic, and you can't put live rounds in those guns. They simply will not fit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so is a production company that allowed this to go on? I mean, you know, I'd be very happy to see Alec Baldwin spend a year or two in prison.
It may happen, but I also want to find out who brought the live ammo onto the set. Their career should be over.
Me too. As Alec Baldwin should be, as a producer, it should be over. He should never be able to produce another. And of course, nobody would want to see his old ugly face on TV anymore. But he shouldn't be able to carry out a production of any sort of film. He's clearly incapable of doing it, and as a matter of fact, he may be a danger to everybody around him.
Very well might.
But at any rate, that's what I had to say, Mike. Welcome back, Claire.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Okay, and let's see. What I'm going to do here is, for some reason, Claire's dedicated mouse is kind of wanky.
Oh, no.
And so here's your scroll wheel.
Thank you, dear.
So okay. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, I'd like to talk about something that I think a lot of our readers and listeners might be interested in.
Okay.
And this comes to us from Daily Mail, which can have, I'm going to be very clear on this.
Be careful about this.
Shall we say, tabloidal tendencies?
Yeah.
But what it is reporting today is that there is a trailer for My Son Hunter, starring anti-woke British actor Lawrence Fox, as President's drug-addict son, shows President Biden kissing the neck of a Secret Service agent ahead of its release.
Hold that thought, okay. Because we have to sell some products here.
Yes.
All right, so we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And welcome back to our show here. We are here with the lovely Lady Claire, and we're talking about a new movie that is about to come out, detailing the life and times of Hunter Biden.
Oh, yes.
And, I think they're going to call it White Line Madness or something like that. I don't know. Okay.
Now, apparently, this movie has been created, actually, has been distributed by DailyMail.com.
Ah, okay.
And you've got some
You're not going to get Universal or Paramount to
No. It's going to be interesting to see who actually will. And it shows quick clips of Lawrence Fox of the British show Lewis, who plays Hunter, and Dynasty's John James, who plays President Biden. Now, Mike, if you were a betting human being, which of the major studios would you, major and or minor, would you imagine would have the, moral cord to promote this?
None of them. That's why Daily Mail is putting it. They're distributing it themselves. Yeah. There's no way this movie would get a distribution deal from the established players. They're all, you know, under the control of Operation Mockingbird. And, you know, look how much trouble Dinesh D'Souza had getting 2,000 meals out there.
Yeah.
If you want to get something like this out there, you produce it, and then you have to basically figure out how to distribute it yourself, which is going to be online streaming, which is a major source of getting this kind of information out, or DVD sales.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I may order the DVD on this one for a good laugh.
Yes.
You know, and,
I kind of look forward to finding out how it does get distributed, and if, in spite of all the opposition against it, that we are finding that there is a steady drone of people who are kind of interested in the life these people lead.
I imagine so, but you know, given what just happened to Alex Jones, I would not be surprised if somebody in the White House were to sue Daily Mail for defamation.
Yeah. That certainly could
happen.
That's
how these things work.
It's called lawfare, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lawfare.
Okay, I'd like to stop about and talk about what's happening with Venezuela.
Yep.
And its stopping of oil shipments to Europe as alternatives to Russian energy are drying up.
Yeah, we did mention this in the, earlier in the show. And, yeah, this is just going to increase the pressure on Europe because Russia's shutting off that Nord Stream for another 3 days. Yeah. Venezuela's saying, sorry, can't do it. And, it's going to be a rough winter for the people in Europe.
Yeah, it definitely is. And if you want to know what kind of energy heck this country may be in winter, just take a look at Europe, which right now is the coal mine without a canary, because for a long time it was known in coal mines, if your canary got sick, you had to get the heck out of Dodge because it was toxic. And when you are doing your shopping, I've used this phrase a lot, but it's really true, become a seven-day awareist, all right? And look for times when you can normally get reasonable savings on things you're probably going to need, like insulated shoes, PJs, coats, hangers, and gloves. And please try to keep yourself and those you love as safe and as comfortable as possible with making the best choices you can now. Because it's going to be very important to not think a week in advance, 6 months.
Well, you know, if you buy your stuff now, you're going to get it at a reasonable price because prices are going to be increasing from this point forward. So better to get it now and get it cheaper than, you know, because as soon as the snow really starts to hit, you know, they're going to mark up the prices. You know, here it is. It's, you know, $200 for a coat, or you can go home and deal with the frostbite.
So please, right now, a lot of the big bucks stores have very reasonable prices on winterized clothing.
They're still up a little bit, you know, from all the Biden inflation.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we were at Walmart earlier, you know, I was looking at the prices, and they're going up. They are really going up, okay? Thank you, Joe Biden. Okay.
Absolutely. And I believe we are...
Well, we have about another 45 seconds, so try and fit something
in
there.
All right. China's trillion-dollar research funds have been squandered on travel and leisure and not development.
Where have we heard that before?
Oh, boy. 40% of the country's research funding was actually spent on science and technology research, and 60% was spent on meetings and business trips. Oops there.
Okay.
And, Mike, I've got a question. Do we have an oversight organization that when it comes to chip modification and acceleration of gain of function?
Well, no. I mean, the design and fabrication. We got to take a break here. I'll answer that question.
Okay. Thank you. We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to.
And welcome back to our show here again, and we were talking about go ahead, pick up.
Yeah, we were talking about actually the movie about
Hunter Biden,
and we were wondering and speculating what could absolutely move it away from the public consciousness. And Mike, you were
because anybody can set up a streaming server. Commercial distribution companies no longer have a lock on what's getting out there. If you remember when Oliver Stone came out with JFK, he really had to work to get a distribution deal.
We
might see the Daily Mail sued for defamation on the same premise that they did Alex Jones. Yeah. And it's a terrible precedent that's been set, because anybody who's trying to blow the whistle on anybody, you know, is going to find themselves bankrupted with lawyers' fees in court.
Yeah.
And this is unfortunately a way that the government can get around that First Amendment and silence anybody they want to silence.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Before we do more news from you, we've had a couple of callers waiting on the line for a while here, so let's take some phone calls.
Sure.
And we're going to start with Mike in Kentucky. Mike, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, I was hoping, kind of waiting for your webpage to bring some stuff back up. I'm trying to find, I thought I read on your page a couple of things you were talking about when I called in a while back, the Social Security situation.
Yes.
And I thought you had an article on there about how the early Roman church was trying to chase down all the family of Jesus and or, you know, and get rid of them.
I don't remember that. I think that was some other website that had that one.
Well, I just...
No. I know what you're talking about. It's got nothing to do with Social Security. It has to do with the Cathars. And, you know, the fact that the historical character of Joshua, on whom Jesus is based, did have a family and did have descendants that led to the Merovingian kings, and how the Vatican hunted them down and exterminated them all to preserve its monopoly on Christianity. That was in there.
I was hoping that would show back up at some point, but you did have an article, I think it may still, a remnant of it may still be up there about now, Clinton and what's his name, Newt Gingrich, had basically absconded with the baby boomer surplus in Social Security, and just like Chief Justice John Roberts said about Obamacare, it effectively made Social Security just another tax. It's never fit the
definition. And by the way, the search engine on the new website is working. I know on the previous incarnation, the search engine had broken with the PHP upgrade. No, what happened is that during the Clinton administration, there had been a cash set aside, a buildup in the Social Security Trust Fund in order to deal with the expected baby boomer retirements. They were saying it's going to be a huge surge in retirees. We're going to have to cover that. And so they put a lot of they raised Social Security taxes in order to build up this cash surplus in the Social Security Trust Fund. Bill Clinton basically grabbed that money, moved it over to the general ledger, and spent it. And that was where he got his magic federal budget surplus. By embezzling money from the American workers, because, again, that money in Social Security is not government money. It is the money of the American workers.
Well, it was supposed to be, but I don't think Social Security ever satisfied the definition of insurance. And it's just like all these other laws, like the, what is it, current?
Well, Social Security really, Social Security is not really insurance. It's a retirement plan, and the original idea was that money would be taken out of your paycheck and wisely and prudently invested to generate a return, which would pay the benefits when you actually retired. Unfortunately, throughout its existence, politicians have dipped into that Social Security fund for pork barrel projects that basically went bust. And so today, Social Security is kind of like a Ponzi scheme where the Social Security taxes being collected from today's workers are paying today's beneficiaries, and there's nothing left over for future growth and investment.
It was 16 to 1 for a long time, 12 to 1, you know, recipients versus people paying into it. The original title for the act, if you go back to the 1935 era, it was called a Social Insurance Act.
Okay.
And just like a lot of laws, the title does not necessarily go with what it means.
Look at the Inflation Reduction Act. It does everything but.
Well, not really. That's what I was going to mention. That one might actually be accurate, because what they're going to try to do is destroy a lot of people's wealth on the lower end of the economy, because they've created all this money since 2009. They got to destroy it to try to curb inflation. So what are they doing? They got swarms of officers coming to eat out our substance, just like in the Declaration of Independence. How many IRS agents have they hired? But I wanted to mention,
they're going to hire 87,000.
I was always taught when I was growing up, and I went to the Woodmen of the World camp, Scout camp, 4-H camp. We all had the rifles.
Yep.
You, training, you never aim a gun directly at somebody. You always try to aim it at the ground or whatever until you're ready to shoot your target.
Well,
you never
obviously
aim it at somebody.
Obviously, in a movie, you know, the script requires that you point the gun at the person that you're supposed to be shooting, and that's why you take safety precautions to make sure nothing is going to happen. But, you know, things do happen.
The camera angles can be done in such a way to where you don't have to do that. You aim beside of them. But, I mean, who knows? Alex Baldwin may be incompetent with a gun anyway.
Well, considering that he didn't clear the weapon, yeah, he doesn't know guns.
But I think this student loan thing is a massive distraction where they forgave the student loans because there was a massive amount of fraud against student loan borrowers.
Yes.
I know somebody personally who was eligible to have their loan forgiven many years ago. And they took out their loan payments a day late and a penny short, so that it did not count toward their loan forgiveness programs that they were eligible for. So there's a bunch of people that are doing class action lawsuits, and the news media ain't covered it. They'll probably settle out of court, and then nobody will hear about it unless they're one of these people that has checked into it and happened to notice that their student loan payment was being taken out a penny short and a day late, or one or the other, or both. So if you look for it on Facebook and social media, you may find a group that teaches you how to go in and do this and get your student loan nullified legitimately because of this fraud. But all this
fraud negates consent.
Well, and this is another source of inflation because essentially if he's forgiving across the board $10,000 out of this however many trillion out there, 2.4 trillion or whatever, I don't know what it is. That's a source of inflation because he's basically essentially creating money. And I'm surprised the IRS is not going to consider that income.
Actually, they will. The IRS says that if you have a loan that is forgiven, that is considered income and it is taxable.
Yeah.
You know, that's something these students are going to have to realize is they won't have to pay back the actual student loan, but they're still going to have to pay, maybe about a quarter to one third of it as income tax, depending upon how they're set up.
It's one fraud on top of another, man.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's the United States of America, the greatest nation on earth. Mike, I got to let you go. We're running short on time. I want to give Claire more time on the microphone. So we're going to take one more phone call and then go back to Claire. And that's Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, where'd you go? You were spouting off numbers about medical conditions and the effects from COVID. Where'd you get those numbers? Because you were like,
I found that was an article I found on social media, and we've been seeing those numbers pop up in all kinds of studies. But somebody just pulled them all together into a single presentation, and I just figured, it's time to get on out there that there has been a major screw up. With this particular pandemic. And, looking back at like 2009 and 1976, it looks like these pandemics are not really major threats to public health so much as they are marketing tools.
Yeah, well, it's the vaccine that's the killer. I mean, everybody starts
well, in this case,
out,
definitely, yes. It's all about the Benjamins. It's all about the money. And, everybody's dipping into it. Members of Congress, they all own stock in the pharmaceutical industries, and they do this stuff and they're raking in the dough, and they don't care if the ordinary American people are dying or being crippled. We really don't care. From the point of view of a ruler, the general population is merely a resource to be harvested and exploited for the lowest cost possible.
They're below the line, if you will.
Yeah.
That was the phrase.
In film terms, below the line,
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time when I was working on Lost, and I was working on a sequence that involved a stuntman, and the rigging for the stunt was not very good, and I made a big stink about it, that unless somebody fixed things, this stuntman could get seriously hurt. And one of the principals in the production, and I'm not going to name the name, came back and said, well, that's what stuntmen are for. If he gets hurt, we've got three others waiting in a line outside the door. And I really did not like that attitude. And we did get the rigging corrected, and so the stunt was carried out without injuring anybody. But the attitude displayed really did bother me.
Yeah, I've dealt with people like that working on ships. You know, I had a friend of mine, he got his legs burned, and they were cutting his pants off, and the skin was coming along with the pieces of his cloth from his pants.
Yeah, that can happen. Yeah. It's kind of hard to avoid.
But anyway, the chief mate's there with a cup saying, pee in the cup for a drug test. I mean, can you wait, you know? Could you wait a little bit? You know, not that he had any drug
findings. Yeah, that's pretty tacky there. I mean, you know, every time there's an airline accident, if the flight crew survives, the first thing that happens is they're given a drug test.
Yeah, but like I said, though, they were literally cutting because he was wearing blue jeans and when they were cutting, which is a big mistake because they get tight when they get the hot water in them because he got scalded. And as they were cutting the pants off, like I said, and meanwhile, the mate's there, instead of giving him aid, worrying about getting his drug test. But, liability,
that's,
right?
That's management for you. All right,
and,
well, listen.
Real quick, I think Max Kaiser is the guy that gave Alex Jones the money because he's a big Bitcoin guy, and he's been on Alex's show a lot, and he's made a ton of money. I mean, he's a billionaire with Bitcoin and everything. So I would bet money.
Max, if you're listening, we could use some donations over here at What Really Happened. We're just barely getting by.
Amen.
Okay, Max, I've never said anything bad about you. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Listen, Joe, I'm gonna let you go here because we're getting to the end of the show.
Okay,
and
I
do want to give Claire a little bit more time. So, Claire, back to you, and what's the next thing you want to talk about?
Well, the next thing I'd like to talk about is apparently Amazon, which we all know and sometimes love, has accused the U.S. Federal Trade Commission of making unreasonable and unfair demands as part of the agency's probe into the company's Prime membership program, according to a new legal filing. And Amazon is complaining in a legal brief that they set out on 5 August that the investigation had become unworkable and unfair, reflecting less of a responsible effort to collect the facts about a variety of long-standing popular subscription programs than a one-sided effort to force Amazon to meet impossible-to-satisfy demands.
All right, I'm seeing politics happening here now. The issue of the FTC's investigation is that Amazon supposedly makes it very difficult for customers who've signed up to Amazon Prime to end their membership.
Yes.
And now we're customers of Amazon Prime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're very happy with it. We haven't had a problem with it, and we're not planning on leaving anytime soon unless the economy really goes to heck in a handbag. Yeah. But I think what's going on here is that the government will start putting impossible demands on companies, and then there's a phone call late at night saying that if you agree to do something this regulatory problem will go away. Mm-hmm. And so it may be that somebody in the government wants Amazon be more strict in certain products, certain books and videos not being made available.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Amazon's web services system has become a major hub for cybercrime activity.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe somebody's going to say, well, you know, back off. You know, cybercrime is big business. We're all getting our piece of the action. I got to tell you, this does feel like it's politically motivated.
Mm. I wonder how much longer it will actually continue and when we will get a resolution of this. How soon before the September vote, do you think? Or do you think it's going...
September vote? What
I'm
are we
sorry.
Voting on in September?
I'm talking about the midterms. I
November.
Apologize.
That's
November.
November.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Had me worried there.
Sorry, no.
Okay. Did I miss another election?
No.
Okay.
But what do you think, Mike?
Well, like I said, if Amazon makes an agreement with the government for certain things that are going to be held withheld from the public, then this story will just fade away. We'll never hear about it again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so... It's very frustrating.
It is. And,
yeah.
You know, what's becoming very obvious to me, And I'm seeing this even within my own family here. Everybody understands that government is corrupt and that we are being lied to. But I think most people still do not appreciate the scale at which this is going on. They still say, well, the few people are lying and a few people are corrupt. No, it's everywhere and everything. And, yeah, it's time to confront that ugly reality of our country.
I agree. I have something else that came through in a format I really didn't think was going to, but it did. For any of you who have read anything by Steve Kirsch, he is a brilliant medical researcher, and the only axe, if you will, the guy has to grind is the truth. And apparently in Thailand, they did a study of young adults post-jab, and it showed nearly 30% with cardiovascular injuries.
Yeah,
and
well, same thing we're seeing here, same thing we're seeing in Europe. And we've got to take our final commercial break here.
Right.
All right. So, and we'll come back talking about cardiovascular injuries following the COVID mRNA shots. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice and ensure domestic tranquility. fight for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
And welcome back to a show. Last segment on this POW Hunter Friday, and we're talking about this article that came out of Steve Kirsch's newsletter about yet another study showing that young adults getting these COVID vaccines are coming down with serious heart injuries, 30% in this particular study. Yeah. And there is a problem there. But, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's making billions of dollars off of this. So, a few people die. You're being so picky here. We're getting rich, and that's all that counts.
Well, Mike, one of the things that Steve says is that this is just more evidence of massive corruption in the medical community.
Yes.
That no one was even calling for this data. What? The vaccines are a disaster. Every day the evidence gets worse and worse. And will this stop the vaccines for kids? Of course not.
No. You know, we're going to make everybody sick, and that way we get more money.
Yeah.
But, you know, by treating the symptoms that came from these shots we forced you to get. I mean, you know, here's your free shot. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it gave you some bad reactions, which we can treat for, you know, $5,000 a month.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's the way this is working.
And look, even if the shots killed every child under 20 who takes it, they would write off the deaths as something else and recommend that kids get the shot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's coming on out now about all the women in the clinical trials who suffered miscarriages, and they just said, some of the cause. We have no idea why they just popped out the kid like that, but that's not the vaccines.
No, not a clue.
You know, we've invested too much money, in these vaccines to let them go now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an ugly situation.
Yeah, and apparently... this was ultimately buried in Fox News somewhere in a justification article, but Steve felt it was important enough to bring it out on its own. So what you're getting in this study, Mike,
yes,
is that the 300 13 to 18-year-olds following dose 2 of the Pfizer jab, 18% had an abnormal EKG post-vax.
Yep.
Tell me how right that's supposed to be.
No, it's not right.
No.
I mean, thank goodness my iWatch says my EKG is normal. But, you know, there's another aspect to this that I don't think our world leaders are really looking at. Certainly not our leaders here in the United States who are pushing for wars with Russia and China and Iran and the rest of it.
Yep.
They've been forcing all of our military people to get these vaccines, which means our standing army have fragile hearts. And when they get under stress, and let's face it, combat is stressful, they're going to start falling over like those athletes that just plop over dead, you know, when they're playing sports games.
Yeah. And not only that, it's not only the heart issues, but it's the entire integrity of the DNA, the immune system.
Yeah, the DNA is being damaged by these shots.
Yeah. And the paper noted,
we're at the end of the show. There's the music.
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell here. And, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. The From the Red Hill Hardcore Radio Show is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of publicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help right now. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.